Remarks, please, Excellency.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to thank you for the excellent manner in which you have steered my country's UPR. I wish to extend thanks to the members of the Troika, namely Armenia, Luxembourg, and Namibia, who have facilitated our participation in the review with professionalism and flexibility, and all delegates that have actively taken part in a spirit of constructive dialogue and cooperation. We value the UPR exercise and regard it as an opportunity for us to listen to the views of our fellow members, take stock of our progress and shortcomings, and chart the way forward in our endeavor to further enhance the promotion and protection of the human rights of our people. In this regard, we have indeed taken note of the various constructive ideas, suggestions, and above all, the recommendations that have been generated during the interactive dialogue. We want to acknowledge and appreciate the interventions that have recognized the great strides being made by my country in the protection of human rights. We have also taken note of the contrary views that have been expressed and wish to register our readiness to address any shortcomings going forward. As highlighted in my introductory statement, my government has embarked on a comprehensive reform process designed to streamline and strengthen supportive policies, practices, and legal frameworks in the area of human rights. Finally, we look forward to the adoption of the preliminary report on my country's review on Friday, 28 January 2022. I thank you, Mr. President.